with the music on, please.
Hello, welcome to Sometimes Weather's Better on the Road. So we're on our way to Portmarnock. I've got Beano here and I've got Q. It's Niall here. Niall Nocton, also known as Nocco. I forgot how I introduced myself when we were doing the pod initially. So Q, how do you feel about football tonight?
Nervous. I actually got that feeling where there's butterflies in the stomach and you kind of feel like you're not warmed up and you're not ready, but it's going to be good.
It's the first game of the season though. Like, you know, there's going to be those nerves. We brought in a few signings.
Yeah, it's also the last game of the season.
It's a mid-season break after this, isn't it? We're taking a 6 or 7 month break after this game.
That's a full season break, really, isn't it?
No, it's like two mid-seasons. Anyway, I've also got Beano here. Beano, how are you looking forward to the game?
This is the biggest game of my career, Noel.
Yeah? What do you hope to get out of the game? You know, is this for fitness or?
I broke a rib.
Okay.
And I'd like to see if the rib is healed, and the only way to do so is by taking a challenge, probably from Nocco, and we'll see after that how we'll see. I mean, it's either broke or it's not, but we'll find out tonight.
Okay. Who do you hope will be on your team the most? That question goes to Nocco.
I don't know. I think Rob Martin's got a good engine on him. He gets up and down, box to box, gives 110%. You know, he's got decent hair, alright fashion sense when he wants.
He's not afraid to put himself out there in the fashion sense.
No, he's not. Look, the guy takes risks, okay? Sometimes his risk pays off. You know, bringing a hair curler or hair straightener away on a lad's trip, that was questionable. We weren't sure. But it turns out, you know, he kind of needed it as well to iron his crisp white shirt. Gary Maher, on the other hand, Gary Maher had his Nirvana phase. You know, he had the long hair. I don't know what he's going for at the moment now. I think it's a bit of a Ryan Gosling. Personally, I'm not a big Ryan Gosling fan. But look, sure, whatever works for him. I'm not sure if it's going to work today. Conditions are a bit slippery, you know. I'm not sure, you know, films like Drive, could that be done in these kind of conditions? I'm not sure. I don't know. I think, like I said, I think Rob has a good engine. Q, anyone in particular you don't want on your team? Actually, that's a harsh question to ask, but just got to stick with Hab. How about Andrew Lahart? Do you want him on your team?
I think Andrew Lahart is the best all-round player coming into this game. But what I'm really interested to see, Vinny Caran. How have we not talked about Vinny Caran? He hasn't played five-a-side in, I want to say, 7 years.
I'd forgotten Vinny Caran was coming.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Vinny Caran since he's come back from Japan.
He might have been in goals for a couple of tournaments.
Oh yeah?
Well, I don't think he's played five-a-side, if not with the lads, in about 7 years.
Well, me and Vinnie Curran used to have that telepathic link of when I just knew he'd be dashing up the left-hand side. I'd play a ball over top, he'd take it down brilliantly and smack it wide.
You know, have you ever played with Vinnie?
Yeah.
Have you?
I think so.
But then he might have played in the last 7 years.
Yeah, Vinnie with the locks. No?
With the locks.
Who am I thinking of? He looks like that celebrity chef.
Yeah.
Donald Skeen, yeah.
Donald Skeen.
Yeah, he doesn't just look like him, he is him. But yeah,
Make sure you haven't just drank with him. That's more likely.
That is a good question. No, I've played with Vinny two or three times. I picked him up a few times, definitely.
Right.
And he's a lovely house.
Well, look, you have to pick up someone at corners all the time, you know, the man marking system. You know, blame the system, don't blame the man. But we're just pulling into the Portmarnock Sports and Leisure Centre Arena.
What's the prediction for tonight?
Prediction for tonight is a good game.
14-12.
I think football is going to be the winner. I think Beano's team might win.
Obviously.
I imagine blunders. I imagine tears. I imagine maybe some blood. Knowing Gary Maher probably has a lot of pent up anger against me for some reason that he took out 6 or 7 years ago. But look, sure, we'll go along with it and we'll see how it goes. So look, we'll record after the game. Let you know how it went.
And remember,
so remember, sometimes red.
It's better.
Right, we're just after playing a game 5-a-side. Could have possibly been 6-a-side, though. That was the car door closing. Could have possibly been 6-a-side, but that would have made a better cue.
Yep.
And Beano, what do you think?
I agree with Q.
Yeah? Okay, Q's feeling a bit emotional because he was on the wrong side of a thrashing tonight. The teams were Q, Divine, Gavin, Vinny and Gary against myself, Beano, Dave, Rob and Lahart.
We had all the runners in advance.
So, like we said before, said in the pre-match pod that, you know, Rob's willing running would come in well. And to be honest, he did go and go for a lot of it. Dave started at the back, kept it simple. Except in Lahart, trying to interchange, didn't really work most of the time, especially when I was trying to pass to him. Beano, how many goals score?
10.
What was your target?
10.
Very good. So yeah, Beano went a bit DIYing at times, you know, but that's just DIYing.
You know what was the most effective thing about Beano? Sorry, I was going to play it short the whole podcast, but
Beano's, he just can't hold it in.
Beano's runs, right, just a little, it's just that 1 second faster, and it causes havoc in the defence. All of a sudden there's space for the left back to get forward, the right back to get forward, and we were done.
I think you're being a bit generous there, Q. 1 second. It's probably about 5 seconds faster than most of us.
In a short space.
Speaking of 5 seconds faster, let's talk about Vinnie Curran.
If he was 5 seconds faster, he'd be brilliant.
So, in fairness, yourself and Vinnie were connecting very well.
Honestly, I mean it. He hasn't lost it.
It's that natural ability to make a run.
He doesn't mirage.
Which ironically, he doesn't have as well.
He doesn't have his unnatural ability, though. Yeah. But he doesn't maraud anymore, but he still makes the right run every time.
Yeah, look.
Every time he does make the run.
And you're making the right pass. One thing I noticed about you, Q, during the game, whatever you first go to do, you don't do it.
Yeah, never.
The first look of a pass, you're never going to make the pass. I didn't want to say to you in the game, because then that would be exactly what you did. But there was a classic Q back heel drag.
Yes.
Classic Q, and you can see it from a mile away.
Yeah.
And it worked. So,
and I knew you could see it from a mile away, and I still did it.
Yeah, and I think there was a little smile afterwards. Let's not forget my volley.
The one that went over and you had to get the ball out of the woods.
That was the follow-up, because I did so well in my first volley. Yes, the ball was deep dark into the woods. It actually went down a hill. But look, sir, it's good to be back, lads, isn't it?
Great to be back.
I can't wait for next season.
The season's over now. Any comment for Gary Maher's shooting ability?
He was lethal as a keeper who came out. He was lethal.
Yeah.
Lethal shots.
Some good shots there at the start. So overall, I think a deserved victory for the team and the non-bibs.
Yeah.
Team and the bibs, a bit disheartened. There was a few heated exchanges afterwards, I think, wasn't there?
I don't think so. I exchanged the keys back. Yeah. It was warm.
As soon as Q went into that warm reception area, it got warm. It got heated. And he exchanged the keys. But, look, sure. You know, we might be back doing these. If you like, you know, rate us on iTunes. But has anyone else got anything to add? Beano, you haven't really said much. How do you feel? Like, yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
How's the baby?
He's grand. I don't know. I missed the pod, and this seems like it felt good at the start. Now it feels a bit like jokey.
You're longing for better days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. There's only two people that can change that, Beano.
True. But Q, one of the administrators, is going away tomorrow on his travelling journey, and we wish him all the best.
Really, the world correspondent, sometimes that is better.
Yeah, we'll Skype you in.
Yeah.
If Emer will let you.
She will.
Another man down. But
so you're going to be travelling all the different stadiums for us, aren't you?
I do want to do a couple of tours. The Maracana might be in use, though, for the old Paralympics, so I'll try and get a ticket for that.
Good.
And then see what's going on with Boca and River Plate down there in Buenos Aires, I think.
Alright, and so yeah, I think we'll leave it there. It's probably been about 10 minutes in total. So thanks for listening. We're sorry. And remember, sometimes red is better.